This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. In this report a week ago, I mentioned that the clock was ticking away on the special authorities our intelligence community has with regard to surveillance on foreign persons on foreign soil, plotting perhaps to do our nation harm. It's called Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And after repeated attempts to extend these provisions, the clock finally runs out this week as Congress has tried and failed to give itself another 3 weeks to work out a compromise. I said last week such a lapse in this authority would be unconscionable. Shame on us. Nefarious actors around the world are celebrating. They know that we're bound by certain restrictions and are likely working overtime to use this moment, no matter how potentially fleeting it might be, to accelerate plans designed to impact our way of life. Speaker Mike Johnson, after huddling with President Trump this week, tried to move a 3-week temporary extension. However, on Thursday, the effort fell short of the required 2-thirds vote under a suspension of the rules. It probably wouldn't have mattered anyway. The Senate wasn't ready to approve the measure, mainly because of the recent appointment of Bill Pulte as acting director of national intelligence. So from a foreign intelligence standpoint, the program effectively goes dark this weekend. How long? Well, that's to be determined. The House is out next week on a scheduled recess. I regret this development, but we've seen this train wreck coming, and now I pray it doesn't come back to haunt us. We need this authority. Anyone who argues that we don't, well, let me just say they can't afford to be wrong. The finger pointing is well underway, but suffice it to say there's plenty of blame to go around. We need to get off the dime and fix this issue before something bad happens. The World Cup and America 250 celebrations are right around the corner, giving bad actors a target-rich environment. And while FISA 702 is about to lapse, at least Congress finally got a reconciliation bill signed into law funding ICE and CBP, agencies whose funding has been held up since last year when enforcement actions raised concerns. The $70 billion reconciliation bill passed the House 214 to 212 after a few tense moments on the floor. The president signed the bill into law on Wednesday, and I'm glad that one's behind us. On the appropriations front, it was a couple of long nights for the full committee. We marked up the 10th and 11th of 12 bills funding the appropriations. That's the discretionary part of government. The two we did this week funded labor, health, and human services and education, and homeland security. Committee members went well past midnight both Tuesday and Wednesday in finishing committee work on those bills. Only the defense bill awaits committee action. We marked that one up in subcommittee on Thursday. That trillion-plus dollar bill was recommended to the full committee on Thursday morning. We still don't have a war supplemental or a strategy on a potential reconciliation 3.0 bill. The school of thought is a reconciliation package, a next one, may be out of reach. Defense accounts are rapidly being depleted. Munition stockpiles are dwindling. Critical platforms need funding. Pentagon brass will need help from Congress, and they'll need it soon. On a lighter note, the annual congressional baseball game was played this week. A big crowd, $3.2 million raised for local charities. Republicans won the ball game 11-2, but Democrats had the bases loaded when the final out came. Best part, none of the players going through a second childhood in a Major League Baseball park ended up in the hospital. A minor miracle, indeed. The House will be out this coming week. I'll be traveling the district for a number of events. I hope to see you along the way. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.